Hello, and welcome to the BizTech Reports Internet Radio. I am Lindsay Green, and today we present the next instalment in our IT solution series, Doing More With Less, sponsored by IBM. In today's report, we once again discuss the challenges IT managers are facing and explore the latest trends and approaches being used by leading-edge organizations around the world to accomplish organizational objectives. Here to bring us another discussion on how organizations in today's economy are doing more with less is BizTech Reports Editorial Director, Lane Cooper.
Thank you, Lindsay. With the exception of recent startups, most organizations wrestle with how to optimize multiple generations of technology to support mission-critical operations. As technology cycles accelerate, many IT managers must address the question of what to do with legacy systems. These are assets that are either aging or for which internal technical expertise may be waning. Scott Searle, IBM's Marketing Program Director for Enterprise Modernization, is with us today to help us understand how this issue can be addressed in a systematic and cost-effective manner, particularly in today's environment where people are forced to do more with less. Scott, thank you for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
Scott, let me start by getting a level set. Most people think of old mainframes as being sort of the biggest category of so-called legacy systems that sort of challenge organizations to modernize their environments. Is this perception correct, or is there more going on than meets the eye?
That's a great question, and I'd like to quote an analyst named Phil Murphy, works for Forrester and is their mainframe lead expert. And as Phil relates it, any application that's greater than 2 years old can be legacy. It could be COBOL that's related to a mainframe. It could be Java. It could be any other situation. And what happens is companies don't always document their application architecture, their business logic, or their processes well, and knowledge is lost over time. And that's really what drives the term legacy when the knowledge is lost. Any platform can have legacy code, and older mainframes often do, but customers shouldn't fret because there are modern tools that can help transform that legacy code into well-defined and understood application assets that they can leverage.
Well, I'd like to get into that, but before we get into sort of the solutions that address this problem, what is the cost or the burdens that are placed on both the IT profession and the enterprise systems that have to sort of deal with environments for which documentation may be waning or for which expertise associated with maintaining that is not consistently available?
Okay, so if I'm a customer and I look at my older applications as a general unknown, they could be viewed as a bowl full of spaghetti where the threads of the applications get intertwined and have system calls upon each other, and it's difficult to make changes. It's highly risky in that environment. We know that we have tracking studies that show that about 80% of the average IT budget today is spent on maintenance and about 20% on new applications. So there's a very big investment that goes into maintaining these legacy applications. And if you want to improve your efficiency in that maintenance, new modern tools can do that well. I can give you an example in the case of where an IT manager wants to control the change in configuration management process. Many mainframe customers use change in configuration management products that have a very high carrying cost, and these products only manage mainframe application development and maintenance. IBM has a change in configuration management offering that has an annual maintenance carrying cost that's only about 30% the rate of those competitive products. And customers can actually bring them in support, have IBM services help them make sure that there are no hiccups, no mistakes, and still reach break-even between 6 and 12 months. So that's a good example of where customers can save money in managing older legacy systems.
As people address the challenge of working with systems for which current staff is not appropriately prepared to deal with it directly, what do you think are the biggest mistakes that people make in approaching that whole legacy challenge?
I would say right off the bat, probably the biggest mistake that they could make is in building new greenfield applications without investigating the ability to reuse application assets. If you look at that old twisted spaghetti bowl of code and know that it's difficult to deal with, it can be scary, and so customers often turn to building greenfield. but we have modern tools that can automate the application discovery and documentation process to make it far easier than crawling through all of that old code manually trying to understand what's there. And so once you better understand what application assets you have, it makes it easier to drop the dead code out, to eliminate duplicate calls. Processes might have been copied and pasted over time, and you might have 20 instances of it. You really only need it once to call it once and run it many times from that one place. Then you can reconfigure your applications to make them run faster and better. And, of course, it's always important to document your business process logic and functional code components so that you have that for future use.
Can you describe to me a little bit about how it is that it sounds like you're automating a sort of inventory and categorization of a fairly abstract concepts within your network? How does IBM do that?
Well, there are products that can go in and define the application from end to end and also identify calls between applications so you know where they're connected. If you make changes, you need to run all of those connections down to make sure nothing breaks. And then tools to go in and break those application definitions down into business logic definitions and functional code components and actually identify the dead code. And if you think about it in an abstract sense, what you're doing is componentizing your application and defining it all so that you can prepare it for reuse. And once you have that reuse library all built and everything's identified, it makes it much easier to pull the components back down and plug them together and build extensions or rebuild the application so that it runs better.
So is that the notion of building a library of code in the way that you've just described, is that commonly done among enterprises today, particularly the larger sized enterprises in the Global 2000, say?
Actually, it's being done a whole lot more. So when you're in trying times, it is far less risky to reuse the code that already runs your business that you know you can rely on. You just need to understand it better. So reuse is actually a very hot subject today, and many customers are exploring that and doing fewer let's build it from scratch greenfield projects.
Interesting. Now, one of the things that intrigues me about this conversation is, you know, if you define legacy systems as those assets that are as young as 2 years old, that issue, an issue that typically associated with larger enterprises, sort of creeps down into the upper end of the SMB or the small, medium-sized business sector. Are you seeing that segment take a look at these types of solutions or address these kinds of problems in a similar way?
Yes, we are, and in particular with our enterprise modernization product set at IBM, we deal heavily with the IBM i install base, and the bigger IBM i customers have the resources to go and reuse their application assets and reconfigure them and build new services. And when you step back and think about it, all of the data that resides on that IBM i or that mainframe is real important to the company, and if you want to develop new services to reduce your interface costs with customers or provide data to your sales team, if you can access that data on the i or on your mainframe and publish it directly to the web, and it's easier to do than building something from scratch and you know you're dealing with known functionality, then it's really a smart decision to move in that direction, and we're seeing many IBM i or smaller mainframe customers do that as well.
So if you were giving advice then to, you know, IT managers and administrators and even CIOs who are trying to do more with less, as is the theme of this series, what would be sort of the low-hanging fruit of opportunity in terms of optimizing their enterprise modernization initiatives and leveraging the most out of their legacy environments?
Sure. We know the way customers are managing today is it's got to be a one-year payback, and we really would like to have 6 months to make sure that we're making a wise investment. I would start first with HATS, affectionately known as Host Access Transformation Service. And what HATS does is it republishes green screen COBOL or RPG code as a modern GUI on the web. And so what you can do is lift that green screen code and translate it into a modern point-and-click drop-down box GUI and put new web services out. And a typical developer can learn how to do this in 2 days. And so you can see a very quick return on investment. I have an example of an independent software vendor that works with IBM who has been through this process. They tried real hard working with .NET to create a new greenfield application to publish their mainframe data to the web and spent a whole lot of money, $38 million, and could publish only about 20% of their COBOL code. With HATS, they were able to publish 100% of it for a modest $2 million investment. So that's an example of how HATS can be very efficient for customers. I can give you another example of a large European financial services organization in Europe named UniCredit, who is using a unified integrated development environment, Rational Developer for System Z, to bridge application work between COBOL and Java. So they're looking at multi-platform development. And this multi-platform tool is actually helping UniCredit to reduce their development costs by 15%, which when you look at your total development cost structure is a very significant savings. Most companies are happy to get 3% or 5%. They're getting 15% with Rational Developer for System Z.
Outstanding, Scott. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us today. I hope I can get you to come back and talk about other aspects of enterprise modernization in future podcasts.
Perfect. Been fun.
This is an ongoing issue that I think is going to evolve over time, particularly as technology development cycles accelerate. So keep your eye on this page for future podcasts and future articles that address enterprise modernization and other tips and tactics that you can use to do more with less. Lindsay, back to you.
Thanks, Lane. Today's BizTech Report podcast is sponsored by IBM, where the Big Blue team is working with clients to develop new business designs and technical architectures that enable the flexibility required to compete in today's economy and global landscape. For BizTech Reports, this is Lindsay Green. We'll be right back.